what she intended to do with her weekend, and some impulse held her back from telling him that she had found the cottage. In the photograph, behind the cottage, snaky dry stone walls carved up the landscape. High, crag-top bells loomed over the long fields. Another photograph, which must have been taken from a light aeroplane, showed the village, a narrow gold and grey ribbon, unfolding for nearly a mile along either side of the only visible road. This, the breathless blurb explained, ran the full length of one of the lesser-known northern dales. The village, one of four in the dale, and the largest, didn't have a shop. But that other basic necessity of civilization, a pub which served food, was just down the road from the cottage. Geraldine had telephoned the holiday firm immediately, telling herself that at such short notice it would be sure to have been booked by someone else, a young family, perhaps, or an older couple, unencumbered by children and arthritis, fond of hill-walking. But it was still available. Apparently there had been a late cancellation. If she could not have had that cottage, she would more than likely be in London still. The journey, nearly 300 miles north in her small car, had proved a drag. Long, dull stretches of motorway, crowded until Leeds, and then less so.